our last episode, Captain O'Toole again asked Mert to account for her crime the night of the murder. Mert told about going down to the sewing room to sew on the top button of the coat she wears in a letter number. O'Toole didn't believe her story and sent to the theater for the coat. Just a moment, we'll go on with today's episode in the story of Mert and Moy. It's about an hour later. Mert is still in O'Toole's office. A coat has just been brought from the theater, and the captain is unwrapping the package.
Now, there you are, Miss Steele. That's the coat you wear on the letter number, isn't it?
Yes. There's my name right there in the collar.
Which button was it you sewed on?
That top button.
And how did you say you sewed it?
Well, I tried to sew it on just like the others.
Well, now, let's look at it. You say it's this button, eh?
Yes.
Tell me, how did that button happen to come loose in the first place?
Well, as I was going off stage the night before...
What night?
The night before Ray Hunt was found dead.
You mean murder, don't you?
Yeah.
That's better.
But I told you I was going off stage after the letter number, and that steel door has a slide bolt on it. The end of the bolt was sticking out from the edge of the door, and I caught the button on that bolt. And that's what was the button.
You mean to cut the thread?
It must have.
Why didn't you sew that button on that night?
Well, I was in a hurry to change costume, so I didn't think of it again, and I didn't really notice it was so loose until the next night. I told you it was hanging on by one thread.
Well, Miss Steele, that's as good a story as any, and you've probably been sitting there thinking that up while I waited for Joe to go after the coat.
Don't you believe me, Captain?
No, I don't believe that one any more than I do the other one about sewing the button on.
What?
And while you were hurting up all that time to pick up an alibi, you should have thought of a better one than that. Because any fool, by looking at that coat, can see that this button has never been off the coat. The stitch is the same, and that thread doesn't look new. It isn't bright and shiny like new thread.
Captain, I told you the truth about sewing that button on.
You called me an impossible story. Well, you may go now, Miss Steele.
You know, Captain, I have to wear that coat tonight in the show.
Well, we'll be having it back to you. The little minister is waiting outside for you.
All right, Captain. Yes, I had to wait until they sent me to the theater for my letter number coat. Captain O'Toole doesn't believe that I sewed that button on.
He doesn't believe?
No. I don't know just how I did sew it on. I only know I used the same kind of thread the rest of the buttons were sewn with.
Mary asked me all about the time he disappeared with Harry Duffy, and he's trying to connect Jimmy to this in some way. Oh, I'm so frightened, Mary. Couldn't we tell him everything we know? Can't you tell him where you were that time?
Well, Jack Arnold could tell him all about it if he wanted to. They probably know everything about it anyway.
Even why do they keep questioning and questioning?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really crazy.
Whatever happens, you'll stand by once, Margie.
By you, Margie? I'd die for you. You can't possibly think they suspect us, do you?
Not you, dear.
Oh, no murder. They don't suspect you.
Oh, I don't know what to think. We must do everything Mr. Craig, our lawyer, tells us to do.
We mustn't talk in here, Margie.
Somebody's coming through the door.
Oh, it's Mr. Arnold.
Oh, hello,
girl. Hello,
Jack. Hello, Mr. Arnold.
My girls, you look frightened.
Mr. Arnold, I want to tell us what to do. We need you so much.
Well, now, you have nothing to worry about, girls. I know you're both innocent, and I don't think it'll be very long now until the guilty person's arrested.
But, Jack, this lawyer I have, Mr. Craig, he doesn't do anything.
Craig's a good man, Myrtle. He'll do just as he tells you. You're bound to be questioned. Poor Pat's been questioned so much, so he's sick. He never tells the same story twice. If he didn't have such a perfect alibi, we could almost pin it on him, but we know he's innocent.
How about me, Jack?
You, Myrtle?
Don't laugh, Mr. Arnold. The police act a little dreadful for me.
Now, don't worry, girl. I've got a new piece of evidence that'll make it look bad for someone. I'm going in to see O'Toole now.
And you can't help us.
Margie, dear, I'll help you and Myrtle all I can, but I'll have to do it my own way. Not by proving your innocence, but by proving somebody else guilty. Now, don't you worry, I'll have to leave you now.
Goodbye, Jack.
See you later, girl. Hello, O'Toole.
Hello, Arnold.
I hear you've been spying those two girlfriends of mine all afternoon.
Yes, and a good job we did. We overlooked a bet and not questioning Steele about where she was from the time she left the dressing room until she saw Pat coming across the stairs.
Why, O'Toole, don't tell me you overlooked that.
Well, anyway, it's given her time to think up an alibi. This ain't going to work out so good.
What do you mean?
Take a look at this coat. Did you ever see one like it before?
Huh? Yes, it looks like one of the close statistics were in the letter number. I always wonder how they kept those things on.
Well, you can see there's a belt that hooks on the side around the waist here.
Uh-huh.
And that collar that hooks around the neck. That's what keeps them on, but that's a pretty risky fashion.
Yeah, sure, there's buttons up and down the front that can't just sort of camouflage.
How many buttons are on there?
Huh? One. Well, why?
Just wanted to see if you know your arithmetic.
Well, suppose we get on to business and talk about something else. I heard something quite important today.
You'll find this pretty important. Take a look at those buttons. How are they sewed on?
Huh? Yeah, they look like they're sewed on with some kind of strong gray thread. The same color as the coat, sort of a blue-gray.
And are they all sewed on with gray thread?
Yes, they're all sewn on with the same kind of thread, and each one is sewn on in the same manner. What's wrong with that?
Does it look to you as if they'd all been sewn on at the same time?
Yes, it looked like they'd been sewn on when the coat was made and sewn on to stay.
It would take an awful lot of pulling to pull off one of those buttons, wouldn't it?
Yeah, almost impossible. You'd have to cut it off.
And you can see the buttonholes. They're fake, just stitching around the buttons.
Yes.
So the girls could never button or unbutton that coat. And it would take a long time for a button to fall off that coat of its own accord.
I should say it would never fall off.
Well, maybe now, Arnold, your sentiment won't be so strong.
What sentiment?
Your sentiment for the Spear girl.
What do you mean?
I mean, this is Spear's coat. And she wore it from the time she left the dressing room on the night of Hunt's murder until she changed that coat for the next costume.
What are you getting at, O'Toole?
Just this. She comes in with a belated alibi. According to her, you can read it here for yourself. Larry's got it all there, but I can tell you what she said. She said that when she first went up at the stage, Pat wasn't up there, and there was nobody else up there. She said she went right down again, but no one saw her go down. She said she went into the sewing room, but no one saw her go in there. She said she shut the door, took off her coat, and a needle and thread, and sewed on that top button because it was hanging off.
Well, maybe she did.
You just said yourself that no button could come off that coat unless it was cut off. Arnold, I'm telling you, your sentiment for that girl is holding this case back.
Sentiment has nothing to do with it. I know she didn't kill Hunt.
How do you know she didn't?
Because I know she wouldn't kill anyone.
Arnold, you know if that girl is arrested for murdering Hunt, it's going to be up to you to prosecute her.
No, Toole, I've known Myrtle Spear and Margie Minter for months.
Well, how well do you know
them? Well, I've spent a lot of time with them, taking them out to parties and dinners and seeing them in their apartment. I've talked to them for the hour, and I've helped Margie get her adoption papers. They confided in me, and Margie told me a lot of her little secrets.
I bet that Spear girl hasn't told you any of her secrets.
Oh, if you knew these girls as I knew them, O'Toole, you'd realize how preposterous it is to even think that they could be connected in any way with Ray Hunt's murder.
Well, I don't think the little one has anything to do with it. But she knows a lot about Spear that she isn't telling. How about this murder being mixed up with gangsters? What about Margie's foster brother?
O'Toole, I know all about that.
You mean to say you're withholding all that knowledge and not presenting it as evidence against Spear?
It is not evidence, and I will not present it as such.
Well, what about the clippings in the newspapers that were found in Hunt's death? Well, you said proof that Hunt himself must have been mixed up with the racketeers, along with the Spear girl. He certainly had something on her. Why did he send that man Baker to Spear about Agnes Allen? And you remember the tracks he made to Hunt as she was going out the door the night he was murdered? Ray Hunt, you'll never tell what you know about Agnes Hallam. Never. Now then, why is he so anxious to see him again?
What did you just say, O'Toole?
When the Spear girl saw Pat, she said she must see Hunt again before Mr. Baker found
him. And really, in your own mind, you're not sure that Myrtle Spear did kill Hunt.
The devil I'm not.
But Hunt was dead when she saw Pat coming across the stage. She obviously didn't know it.
Of course she did. What she said was all thought out. The same as that trumped up yarn about sewing the button on the coat.
Well, O'Toole, I'll follow my own clues, you follow yours. Now, I picked up a choice bit today by listening in on a telephone call. Mrs. Hunt called Billy DeVere and said, "Billy, I'm frantic. Everything seems to be closing in around me. You've got to help me. You're the only one who can. I'll pay you that money as soon as I can."
And what did Billy say?
She said, "I'll help you all I can, Catherine. Don't say any more on the phone. Someone may be listening in."
And still you're letting her run around loose. If you're so positive, why don't you take Mrs. Hunt into custody?
She can't run out of here. She's watched too closely. Just give her enough rope and she'll hang herself.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll be lassoing the guilty one.
Thank you.
Captain O'Toole has made quite a few incriminating deductions about Mert as a result of his examination of the coat. However, Jack Arnold's new information about Billy and Mrs. Hunt may counterbalance that. Who killed Ray Hunt? Be sure to listen to the next episode of the story of Mert and Marv. This is Andre Ballou speaking.